right, praise God. Well, welcome to the second hour of Total Mass Confusion. I wonder if Bill Murray realized that this was prophetic.
Hey, human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Makes me want to go back and watch Ghostbusters and just to see it live again. Holy moly. So thank you, Jesus. So let's just go ahead and we're just going to chisel our way down and see how far we get. So we're 51 seconds into the second hour and let's see what happens. All right, the next one here, it says, I'm going to read some of these. I cannot confirm the veracity of every single one of these reports. Not only that, but there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen. Not only that, but you got a lot of disinformation. Not only that, but you got a lot of censorship. Not only that, but you got an untold... Look, if I lost a pound... For every lie that Draco T told, they would be dragging me in the hospital to treat me for anorexia nervosa. For sure. I'd be getting Botox injections in my face, just like Laura Loomer. Blew her up just like one of those Thanksgiving Day Parade balloons. What's up with people? It's just insane. So let's go ahead and listen to this one. It says, we will sink all ships. All right, well, let's see what it says. Praise God. I'll share it with you. All right, so it says, IRGC's, that's, you know, the military for Iran, says, Razael, that's his name, says, we will sink all ships. Motion Razai, which is Razai, it is Razai, except it wasn't an L, it was a capital I. All right, advisor to the Supreme Leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, and former IRGC commander, it says, we will not concede on our 10 conditions under naval pressure. It said, you know, the naval blockade, you know, blah, 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 blah. It says, I oppose continuing the ceasefire. We will sink all ships and let none escape, warning U.S. vessels against approaching the Strait of Hormuz. President Draco T. Wants to police Hormuz, adding that the U.S. can no longer sustain the war and fears escalation. Oh, folks, they're digging out. They're digging out Natanz. They're digging out Fordow. They're digging them out. And at the same time, what is Netanyahu? Did he die or what? Is it a fake Netanyahu, just like it was a fake Biden? Did he live? What happened? I don't know. It looked like he died to me. Everybody was saying he was dead. Next thing you know, he's out there, but he's still not getting filmed in front of the military, what do they call him, at the Knesset. So something's funky. Is it a mask? What is it? Whatever it is, it's evil as evil can be. Surprised it doesn't have glowing red eyes. And if I it has the chutzpah, the mountain sheep nads. And you know what those are. Those things are giant. You could kill somebody with one of those if they accidentally bumped into you, if you know what I mean. I don't know. Is it mountain sheep? No, it's not mountain sheep. What are those? It's some kind of funky sheep. I've seen them over in Scotland or the United Kingdom. It's just ridiculous. It's something like not right. But anyway. Yeah, they're deadly. But it's like, how can an entity like that shake his fist in front of a public camera and warn everybody in Europe, you know, warn Italy, warn Spain, warn the different people in the European Union that, you know, you better not do anything against us because we're coming for you. And I'm like thinking to myself, wow. But, you know, I just want to get out of here because we're not from here. We're not staying here. The elect of God, think about it. I'm not going to go into it. We're not the elect of God. We are the elect of God. The elect of God is a special group. We need to be praying always to be counted worthy. We need to do it. Jesus commanded us. Right after the parable of the fig tree. What's the parable of the fig tree about? It's like, hey, meathead, look around you. When you see the things that are happening across the world, mimic the end times that I told you all about in Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, Revelation 6, especially the third seal and behold a pale horse. When all those things are coming to pass, hello, wake up, McFly. It's like, think, McFly. It's like it's just enough to just whatever. No, that's okay, Spanky. Thank you for the shrimp fork. I'll just go ahead and pass on that. Oh, you guys are, you're too kind. You're too kind. Anyways. All right, so let's go back to the list and just keep on chiseling away. All right, so next one up is Israeli army is currently destroying. Oh, yeah, listen. Oh, no. I'm just going to tell you about this one because you got to see it to believe it. And since I'm not doing a, if I was doing like a, like, I don't know, like a Tucker Carlson type of a thing or a Rumble type of a thing, and I was actually showing you videos of the stuff that I have, they would hunt me down and kill me very slowly and very, very painfully. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, yes, I recently, just today, saw a film of an entire extremely large school in like a shape of a C. Huge. And the SOS flattened it just like Gaza. They're turning Lebanon into another Gaza with no abandon whatsoever. And Melikowski, you know who that is, right? Yahoo! Melikowski is telling everybody, Melikowski, something like that. But the point is, he's out there telling everybody, we're not, there's no ceasefire for us. Who do you think you are telling us the ceasefire? Ceasefire what? So, you know, is there some sort of disconnect behind what, you know, Draco T's doing? Is it coordinated? Is all the world's a stage? Is it an off-Broadway play of the end times? I don't know. But it's like a shrimp fork. It's continuous shrimp forking. Let's go on a shrimp forking escapade, all of us together. Anyway, next one up, praise God. So again, they're leveling Lebanon. It's babies, the whole works, thousands and thousands of them, killing children, slitting their throats, all the kinds of horrible things that they do. Just what they do. Oh, hey, and moms, right now is probably a good time to scuttle the kids into another room, maybe, or give them a Game Boy or something. Getting into the, that kind of stuff. Massive fire reported at the Dos Bocas refinery in Tabasco, Mexico. I did not know that there was a place called Tabasco, Mexico, because I happen to like Tabasco hot sauce. I wonder if it's free down there. Do you suppose you can go to a tap, kind of like maple syrup on a tree, and just turn the little tap and out comes Tabasco hot sauce? That would be cool. I'd want a bunch of hot dogs then, all right, with some chili on them and cheese or whatever. But then I'll just turn into a giant. I'll never lose any weight. All right, next one up. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Tucker Carlson, and here it comes. Tucker Carlson alleges that the viral image of Draco, portrayed as our king, was deliberately altered, and what should be a soldier in the background is appearing instead as a winged demonic figure. Now, of course, Draco T is saying to everybody, oh, come on, I was just pretending to be a doctor. And you know how many people believe that tripe? Can you believe that tripe, that feces, that hippo slop came out of its mouth? Yes, how could we not believe it? Because guess what? It's all that ever hits the American media. Everybody's out there going, yay, this is wonderful. Let's read our Scofield Bibles again so we can hold hands and sing Kumbaya. It's just a terrible thing. It's terrible. I pray all the time that God will do something huge to wake them all up. He needs to be killed by the mighty hand of God in front of the entire evangelical church so they can all go, what the? That's what we need. We need the evangelical church to be awakened. Father, please. But we're going to have to wait it out. Because God does not see as a man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but our Father looketh upon the heart. 1 Samuel 16, 7b. So he's measuring the hearts of all those out there that are saying horrible things like, well, they're in the land of Canaan in Numbers 13. They killed everything, every living plant, every plant, every baby. They killed them all. So right now they're killing them all. And I'm like, you don't even understand the New Testament, the New Covenant, the Love Covenant. It's all about love. Love covers everything. There's no point in having law if you have love. Who didn't read the New Testament? 65 million people, raise your hand now. Oh, well, whatever. It's exhausting. But what are you going to do? Just kind of got to roll with it. All right. So, turns out that the Pentagon, or various reptilian facsimiles of entities from the Pentagon, which, by the way, is a pentagram in the shape of a pentagram, which is the most Luciferian symbol in the face of the earth, okay? They're going over now to, They're going over to General Motors and Ford to ask them to start making weapons. The last time this happened was during World War II, okay, where everybody was collecting copper to make shells and all this kind of stuff. And they converted, General Motors was making tanks, all kinds of things like that. They're asking them to do that now. This is all preparatory for World War III. Holy moly! And what about the tens of thousands? And they don't even have the draft. You can't even become a draft dodger. You're just going to be automatically absent without leave. They think they're going to draft Gen Z. Are you kidding me? They're too busy to try to find their three-dimensional PlayStation device from the bowels of hell or whatever it is. I don't even know what to call them. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Look, listen to this. This is Fox News making a commentary on the George H.W. Reptilian Bush Strike Group. Listen to this. This was stated on Fox News. Can't anybody please wake up? Please. Oh, I just pray and pray and pray. Listen to this.
Yesterday that the USS George H.W. Bush Aircraft Carrier Strike Group, which left Norfolk, Virginia on March 31st, had to go around the southern tip of Africa, following threats from the Houthis to strike ships in the Red Sea and close the Bab el-Mandeb Strait in solidarity with Iran. Remember, from March to May last year, the Pentagon carried out Operation Rough Rider, a six-week operation to degrade the Houthis' ability to threaten ships in the Red Sea. It cost over $1 billion and led to concerns about depleting U.S. munition stockpiles. $200 million were spent on missiles in the first 3 weeks of that operation. The U.S. lost seven MQ-9 Reaper drones worth $30 million apiece and two FA-18 jets worth $50 million each. CENTCOM hit more than 1,000 targets using these weapons, and yet the Houthis survived and are now threatening to disrupt global shipping by closing the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, very similar to what they're doing in the Strait of Hormuz.
But wait a minute. Listen to Drake O.T. sitting across from whichever news anchor he wants to. Oh, we're doing just fine. We're winning the war. The war is over. Anoint me with the patience of Job. Sometimes you just got to take a deep breath and say, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Wash it away. Yep.
We learned yesterday.
Now be quiet. All right, let me go ahead and close some of these before they all start yakety yakking in our ears. Don't need that anymore. All right, let's go back to the list and start plowing through it. Okay, so let's take a listen to this. All right, so I'm just going to play it for you. I'm not saying a word. Right, wrong, indifferent, I don't care. Let's just listen.
Your friends close, keep your enemies closer.
Okay, just so you know, hold on a second. All right, that's a doggone calendar thing again. I need to somehow turn that off. Oh, gee. But anyway, So this is Milkowski, or Milyakowski, okay, so come back from the dead. I don't know, but whatever he is. See, I saw a CIA presentation. It was actually a demonstration. And the woman who was in charge of the CIA said that when they put one of those masks on somebody and they do the voice changeover thing, I don't know how they do that. They can sit at a table across from their wives, their very best friends, and they cannot tell that it's a person wearing the mask. I just saw a video the other day of another fake Joe Biden talking to Obama. Dun, dun, dun. Oh my goodness, so much stuff. But anyway, listen to this.
אף אחד לא חושב שנגיע איתם לאיזשהו הסכם, אי אפשר להגיע להסכם לא איתם ולא אין לא איתם, לא כל אחד יודע את זה, אבל אנחנו שולטים על גובה להבות. תרתם משמע. עכשיו, במקרה של נמרות...
The public blames Netanyahu for October 7th as the one who fed the beast. He did not create Hamas, but he fed it.
Netanyahu, who is against peace, and who is against having a Palestinian state, dealt with Hamas for a long time as a strategic friend. It was important for him to keep Gaza under the control of Hamas and keeping the West Bank under the control of Fatah and preventing them from being united in any way. In order to do so, Netanyahu was all the time helping Hamas to survive.
Now, this is an 8-minute segment, but there was... excuse me. Interesting. This is an 8-minute segment. I'm not going to play the whole 8 minutes, but you can find this. Now, you're going to have to, I don't know, sign up for a YouTube account and go in and look for the BB files. It's on YouTube, and you'll be able to hear the whole story. $35 million a month was funneled from Qatar to Hamas. Don't even get me going on the October 7th thing, how that was like, they came right out and said, this is Israel's 9/11. Well, guess who caused 9/11 to happen in the United States? Why were there six, I think it was, dancing Mossad agents over on Staten Island and getting called into the police and then suddenly released from custody for no explanation? Nobody could explain why. I know why. Why was Melvin Bush, the little brother of George W. Bush, assigned the lead security position for Securicom, who was in control of the security of the World Trade Centers, with his contract ending on 9/11 of 2001? Oh, you know, these are all coincidences. Right, kids? Exactly. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's keep on going. All right. So anyway, this report here is Israel. This is a reader. Israel is now dropping bombs on vehicles carrying milk, diapers, and food. Hold on a second. Let me make sure. I want to make sure because there are several of these where there's actually a news report associated with it. Okay, looks like not in this particular case. This person says Israel's now dropping bombs on vehicles carrying milk, diapers, and food to civilians that are trapped in South Lebanon. It's Gaza all over again. Yep. Oh, well. There you go. Former CIA officer Larry Johnson says the economic shockwave from this war hasn't even arrived yet. Let's listen to this. Keep in mind, The ships are still... Oh, they got rid of it. Censored! They're pretty quick to the censoring. The further I get down the list, the more stuff it's going to be censored every single time. How, praise God. All right, let's jump back over. Burchett goes nuclear. Oh, this is Representative Burchett, and he's been, I don't know, somehow assigned or whatever, something to have to do. Listen to this. He's talking about disclosure on an official level. Let's see where he what he has to say. Dun, 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 dun. Here he goes. Wait a minute. Oh, dang it. It's not him talking. It's somebody writing up a little. But he's it says Burchett goes all nuclear. Aliens have been here 100%. We are not alone. Aftershock briefings that would indulge America or unglue aftershock briefings. He's saying that would unglue America if they knew the whole story. It says aliens have been here 100%. We're not alone. He warns the classified files he's seen would keep you up at night. And if released, this country would come unglued. One recent briefing, late March 2026, would have set the earth on fire. Multiple insiders told him extraterrestrials visited on otherworldly craft and made direct contact with humans. Not U.S. tech, not human, but alien tech. Trump ordered a full release of months ago, but Burchett says, release it all. The cover is cracking. Here's the thing. Clifford Stone in the Disclosure Project. Okay, underneath Stephen Greer. See, Stephen Greer was riding around in spaceships when he was a little kid, but he doesn't tell you that. If he told everybody that, they wouldn't want him to do press conferences anymore. But I have his book. So I know he was flying around in spaceships and playing buddy-buddy Parcheesi with the fallen angels a long time ago. And he's out there telling everybody, this is a great opportunity to make them part of our friends and family plan. And as an original Disclosure CDs, he actually brought forward Clifford Stone, who was in the deep in the Black Ops, and said that they had cataloged over, I believe it was 98 to 100 different species of aliens, the vast majority of which you are not able to distinguish from human beings, but have supernatural powers and can control our minds, except for those of us who have the holy fire of God around us. I actually have footage on Tribulation Now, tribulationnow.com, tribulation-now.org. Footage there, but you have to go pretty deep. I wish I'd... Oh. But anyway, somewhere buried in there is footage of alien-human hybrids. When you see that picture of that pretty girl with the curly hair, very young, like a congressional aide, sitting behind somebody who's talking in Congress and making her lips move, and the person in Congress is actually saying the same things that she's mimicking with her lips, that's an alien-human hybrid. They can control people. They can control what they think. They can control what comes out of their mouth. And there were multiple videos of these entities out there in our Congress. Because the fallen angels have a vested interest in the death of as many humans as possible. Because when the Bible says that we shall judge the angels, it doesn't mean the good ones. Why would you want to judge a good angel? No, it means the fallen angels. So we're the judge and jury for those entities, and they want us dead. Sent to hell. They want to make us mad at people, because then we're going to have a spirit of unforgiveness, and we're going to the pit. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Go to the pit and burn for all of eternity. You cannot have unforgiveness in your heart, no matter how. Oh, but he raped my 3-year-old. Doesn't matter. Put the person at the top of your list and pray for them. The first thing every morning on your knees in tears. Pray for them not to burn in hell forever. Because the way our Father looks at it is that if you're unwilling to forgive them and you're unwilling to pray for their salvation, then he's unwilling to save your soul too. That's pretty harsh, isn't it? Well, it's a fact. put them at the top of your list. I've had chainsaws stuck in my back from some of the best. And I can tell you, it works. It works. Reverend William Law was quoted as saying, "Nothing will make you love a man more than praying for him." Remember that. Praise Jesus. All right, so let's jump back over to this wonderful collection that's probably mostly censored by now. Lukashenko says, "We must now mobilize to survive these difficult times." But then he says, "As president, I have no idea what to prepare you for." Can you imagine? You're sitting there going, "Oh, okay, Lukashenko's talking. We got to hear this. He's all right. He's going to tell us what we're going to do. He's going to tell us what's coming. But then he's like, you know, but I don't know what to tell you to prepare for." That's kind of like the entire United States of Babylon the Great. And especially, you know, there's this guy, and he's a great guy. He's a great Christian. I love this guy. His name is Andrew Strom, and he's from New Zealand. Okay, Auckland, West Auckland, New Zealand. And he put in the title, he likes to call his emails Revival with a square bracket around it. And in capital letters, he said, "How did the NAR survive this?" He said it was one of the most humiliating public disasters in the history of the church. The apostles got up one by one and delivered their most vain, flattering prophecies in front of a huge television audience, all to be proven utterly false just days later. And then he includes the YouTube video. And what he's befuddled by is he can't understand why people still follow them. The new apostolic reformation combined with the Seven Mountains Mandate people, they're all about, this is all just, you're a doom and gloomer if you think it's the end times right now. That's who you are. You're a doom and gloomer. I've been to heaven a bazillion times. I've written books. I know what I'm talking about. No, you haven't. You went to Satan's heaven. I was on the phone for 4 hours with Odin Hetrick, who was taken to heaven 81 times, with his daughter, who shows up in his testimony on YouTube. Type in O-D-E-N-H-E-T-R-I-C-K. Heaven. And listen to the longest one you can get. The whole deal. It's amazing. And I was on the phone for like 4 hours with his daughter. And she had explained to me that Satan, Lucifer, has created a mock-up of heaven. And a lot of people have fallen for it. That's why they say impossible things. That's why somebody as anointed and holy as Angelica Zambrano comes back and says, "I saw Michael Jackson in hell." And then somebody else from the NAR Seven Mountains Mandate group comes back and say, no, Michael Jackson, he's strumming the guitar and going, yee, right up in heaven by Jesus. He's just clapping for him. Yay. That's not what they said, but you know what I'm saying. It's a travesty. But anyway, Andrew was deeply troubled. See, now, I have brought that concept up to my blood relatives, some of them, and this is the answer I get every single time. "We'll see, Johnny. We'll see." With a big smile. A knowing smile. Because they know that eventually they're going to come true. But they never do. Because you know what? We done strolled right past that fig tree. Everything's lined up. The black horse, the global financial collapse. Look what's happening with the blockade. Prices of food, prices of everything, prices of everything, prices of everything are going through the roof. You got to get that over. You just haven't been hit by the wave. It's like a tidal wave. The people over in some of the Bangladesh and stuff, they're suffering horribly. The people in Australia are in deep dookie. Deep dookie. They only got 2 refineries of 8 left. And they're still blowing up and burning down warehouses. They're blowing up refineries in the United States. They're all doing it on purpose. This is because Draco T is part of the synagogue of Satan. Do you get it? Their goals are the same. Their goals are the same. That's why people that I love, like Tucker and Candace and these other people, they can't get it. Thus save their lives, because it had to be somebody bad in the administration. There's no way Draco T could be in on it. Wrong answer. That is not what's going on. Thank you, Jesus. Your Heavenly Father, I pray for divine protection around this show. I pray in the name of Jesus for divine protection around my job. I pray in the name of Jesus for divine protection around every single person who listens to this program regularly. I declare the holy fire of God, thorny hedge of protection, and a whirlwind of the Holy Spirit to surround them, surround their household on all sides, to protect their job in the name of Jesus, that nothing shall hurt them. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. Oh, I wonder if that means Draco's too. And over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. How's that possible? With the name of Jesus. But the vast majority of churchianity, well. Oh, well. Thank you, Jesus. So, essentially, worldwide, there's a Victoria oil refinery that just got set on fire. Coincidentally, today exploded and now is engulfed in flames. That's the one in Australia. China and Russia will no longer use the dollar for any transactions whatsoever. So there goes the petrodollar. That's part of the global financial collapse. It's coming, folks. It's coming. Dun, dun, dun. Make no mistake. Get ready. Go out. You know, you can go to Amazon and you can buy cases of tuna, cases of tuna, cases of Beanie Weenies. Go to your local stores, the ones that, you know, like we have one here is like called Shopping Something. I don't know, but they sell off market brands for like half the price of everything else. But you have to like bring your own boxes or something. It's a real pain, but that's okay. You can get stuff real cheap and you can stock up super fast. You need to hurry up. It's probably really smart to hurry up. And you probably ought to get a gas grill, and you probably ought to get one of those 30-pound tanks, which you can buy off of Amazon for pretty cheap, and then take it down to your local Ace Hardware, and they'll fill it up for you. But it's going to be heavy. You're going to need two people to get into the back of whatever it is you're driving. Hopefully it's not a bicycle. All right, well, anyway, because that'll be hard to get home. All right, so let's see here. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The Russian Security Council confirms that the ceasefire is a mask for a United States ground invasion. Folks, if I lost a pound for every time I saw, the amount of military transport planes, C-130s, all that kind of stuff, folks, that's flying, it's never ending. It's never ending. The people that are using FlightAware and things like that, that are tracking, they can filter. They know what they're doing, and they can filter on the type of plane, and it's like watching a train go by. It's never ending. It's simply just never ending. C-130s are flying equally as fast to the Middle East as they are going back for refills. It's unbelievable. Do you think Russia doesn't see that? Do you think China doesn't see that? Do you think China isn't telling Iran? Do you really? But Draco said, and everybody was, and at the White House they sang, Senate blocks the War Powers Resolution for the fourth time to prevent Draco T from attacking Iran more. What do you suppose that is? Could it be because he's destroying the entire West? Why doesn't anybody see that in Revelation chapter 6, Behold the Pale Horse? I don't get it. Russia mysteriously closes off the Arctic waters for a missile landing zone near NATO, hold on, border. And anyway, I just want to say God bless you, Mary Lee, for just hanging in there forever. I pray in the name of Jesus that any of the pain that you've been suffering goes away. Thank you for hanging in there. I don't even know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. Keep hanging in there. We're getting close. McGregor on how dire the situation is. Let's listen to this. Da-da-da-da-da. Bam! Oh, no. Hold on. I got to pause it, back it up. Got to make sure the audio is okay. 78 ought to be pretty good. There we go. Wait a minute. Why isn't that playing? Why isn't that playing? Hold on.
We have to understand that when you give people no alternative, no other way to extricate themselves from the crisis, they will fight. And so now we've learned that the Iranians are not going to submit. There will be no capitulation. There will be no surrender ceremony on the battleship Missouri for President Trump to show up and attend. It's not going to happen. And the CENTCOM commander, Admiral Cooper, I don't know anything about the man. I don't think he's Alfred Thayer Mahan. He's certainly not Chester Nimitz. It doesn't make any difference. He can't do what President Trump is ordering him to do. Not unless he's prepared to lose a lot of ships and do a lot more damage inside the Persian Gulf. Remember, the remaining oil infrastructure and desalination plants inside the Gulf are still at risk. And the Iranians have made it clear, if you attack us, you destroy these things, we will wipe all of it out on the western coast. Well, that puts us out of business in the Persian Gulf for a decade, Dan. We're looking at a decade of stoppage. The whole world will suffer terribly from this. So it's just not going to work.
All right. So imagine just for a moment that maybe, just maybe, Draco T is the megalomaniac, pathological liar that everybody says he is. And, of course, a baby raper, a baby murderer, and everything else under the sun. Which he is. Okay, so is it even remotely possible that the activities that he wants to stay, wouldn't, if you were a megalomaniac and all you think about is yourself and your power, wouldn't you want to stay in power? Wouldn't you want to do anything that you possibly could do to stay in power? What about the civil war that's supposed to take place that was in a vision by Dmitry Dudeman in his book Through the Fire Without Burning? Where is the civil war that Obama made the movie of? It's got to be coming. What would cause that? Are they going to just sit on their hands? The American public isn't behind them. They got to do something. What is it going to be? What would happen if Israel, like they always do, takes matters into their own hands and goes over and takes out the Natanz plant and the Fordow facility with nuclear bombs? Tactical nukes launched from the bottom of an F-15. What would happen? They've already run trial test runs to see if they could pull it off, and they succeeded. Now, would they succeed now? Because China and Russia has given them incredible air radar systems that can easily see the F-35. The F-35 is a worthless piece of junk right now, as far as this war is concerned. It's a sitting duck and just waiting to be completely eliminated from our inventory. But anyway, whatever. Hopefully you're getting the direness of the situation. Even if they wanted to turn it back now, they couldn't. They couldn't. Even if Draco T said, you know what, I surrender. You know what, I'm going to eat crow, and I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to eat crow. Hold on, hit the wrong button. There we go. I'm going to eat crow and, you know, hey, man, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry for attacking you. I'm sorry for following everything that Netanyahu. I'm sorry for talking to me and J.D. Vance, talking live to Netanyahu on cell phones during the supposed pretend, concessions and stuff, that were headed up by Pakistan. I'm sorry for continuing to bomb Lebanon, even though it was directly written into the ceasefire plans. I saw it with my own eyes, and anybody who says otherwise is a dirty liar, pants on fire. But boy, do we have a lot of those, don't we? Wow. It's insane. All right, so anyway, let's go back to the list. I'm watching my time. We're 39 minutes into this. I'm glad I started at the top. All right, largest swarm. Oh, get this stuff. Largest swarm of bees in history. downs Israel's airplanes. I'm not joking you. They had photographs. It actually said, the report actually told Israelis, said, stay inside. You're going to experience serious issues. You know, the people that are pilots, you're not going to be able to fly. Stay inside your homes. They've never seen anything like it in history of the world. I'm not joking. They never seen it. It actually says in a report, in recorded history. Gee, I don't know. Does that include any of the stone tablets or petroglyphs that were in the high up in the Andes from past world ages? Huh? Where they had a human being standing beside giant dinosaurs with spears in their hands? Does any of that count? What are you going to do? All right, so let's keep on going. 40 minutes in, hallelujah. All right, so I'm going to play this. This one's another one of those disclosure, what would you call it? A disclosure trailer, because there's a lot of disclosure meetings coming out. Listen to this.
Your journalistic credentials mean jack shit. If you look in the 70s and 80s with the CIA, they used to have reporters on their payroll. They don't respect anybody.
Corbell is an investigative journalist who helped obtain and release the DOD footage of UFOs.
I've been holding a secret for about 11 years, and it's going to be extremely public. It's not a video of an alien. It's not a video of one crowd. It's more than that.
Years ago, I went searching for the truth about UFOs. And I found it.
He was the most curious kid ever.
First person that I pointed a camera at was John Lear.
John Lear, son of the famed aviation pioneer, the world-class pilot.
The government has between 30 and 50 alien bodies.
Cole called his phone, and he picked up.
Yeah, I want to bring, you know, a camera.
And then how open he was with me.
This was not part of my game plan at all.
Flying saucers, flying discs of extraterrestrial origin.
The evidence is very strong. They've been here and are here.
It's an Alice in Wonderland planet. Very few people will ever find the truth. But everybody is looking for the truth, and a lot of people think that they found the truth. But that's impossible.
I'm like the least qualified person on planet Earth. One thing I am is I am worthy of your trust.
If you really have stuff that is that sensitive that you cannot release, you're relying on your connection as a journalist, they're not going to come after you, not only you, but they're going to come after your family.
If I die, this story comes out.
It would represent one of the largest leaks in American history. I don't know what to do, man. Is it worth it? To who?
All right, I'm trying to find an audio bite. Every time I try to do this while the show is live, though, I have some... Okay, let me try this. Okay, I'm still trying, because if I hit the jackpot with this one, it's going to be big. Okay, hold on a second. This one's about Paul Hillier. Okay, boy, there's a lot of stuff. My golly. All right, hold on just a second. So it's got Paul Hillier, it's got NIAM, it's got the Ancient Aliens Report. It doesn't have Clifford Stone's testimony. I'll try one more time. Stone. Let me scroll down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yep, I never have... I really miss Blog Talk Radio. I had all this stuff queued up. I could just hit Control F and wham! It would come right up. Not anymore. Oh, well. I'm sure I have the audio bite somewhere. I just have to find it. Clifford Stone, in the original disclosure thing I can't think of his name now. Okay, listen, I'm just going to move on because we won't get half of this stuff done. Anyway, these folks don't know squat. They don't know about 98 different species of alien. They don't know about, most of them don't even know about the tall whites, and they're way out in the open. They actually stop at Nellis Air Force Base. They have a whole section cordoned off. I told some of my friends up in Canada to go take a look at Prime because it has, Underground, the director's cut, all about Phil Schneider on it. It has Charles Hall and the Tall Whites, and him and his wife going to church even after doing, telling everybody about the Tall Whites. And that's just such a teeny weeny, that's 1%. 1%! Oh, well. And the sections of Dulce. Now, I've heard, of course, from very reliable sources that they've moved the multi-tiered, multi-level bases. I'm okay with that, kind of, but I don't think it's correct. I don't think it's entirely correct. I don't think they got rid of the Hall of Horrors. I don't think they got rid of...
John, here's your reminder.
Oh, goodness gracious sakes alive! Okay, I get it. Hold on. Okay, hopefully I shut that dag-nabbit thing up. All right, so I can keep on going. Food supply crisis signal. This is how shortages begin. All right, listen to this. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, dag-nabbit. All right, let's see if it comes up. All right, listen to this.
Warning of shortages unless they can push the price of milk to $2 a litre to offset bills for diesel.
But while diesel prices remain high, unleaded petrol keeps falling, with some Sydney servos now back to selling at $1.99 a litre.
Sydney petrol prices sneak below $2, the first time since before Easter.
Did you see the unleaded 91?
Yeah, oh, I didn't see that.
You said we better fill up $100, it's worth it.
But compared with a few months ago, still expensive.
Diesel still high. For truckers already struggling since COVID, it means more cost pain.
We had already seen hundreds of transport companies going under. So this is just, unfortunately, going to fast-track the already diminishing industry.
Only today, Tony Alvaro was told his family haulage business had lost another contractor.
Coordinators come into us and go, Tony, our drivers have parked up trucks. Why? It's just cheaper to not run them.
An industry survey finding 70% of truck operators expect to be out of business if the fuel crisis lasts 6 months.
Between 60 and 70% of freight in this country gets carried by these smaller guys.
As big petrol bills have dairy farmers calling for a hike in milk prices.
It has the potential to be an absolute disaster. Every farmer I talk to at the moment is making a loss.
Pushing for a 20% increase, taking a litre of milk to almost $2, with staples like butter and cheese impacted too. The customer pays.
We're going to see a really steep increase in the cost of living.
I keep on going, keep on telling people. The problem is the things that people are seeing over in Europe, we're not seeing them yet, but they're coming. The waters are receding. There's a tsunami heading this way. Behold a pale horse. His name is Death. And 25% of the world will meet with death through starvation, through war. It doesn't say war, but it says something else, like a sword. It says a sword. Like the Bible likes to use the word sword for a war all the time. Even the beast of the earth. Oh. That brings back memories of some of the horrible things that the SOS trained dogs to do to people. Oh my gosh, it's just unspeakable. Okay, this one here. Little kids, please get out of the room now. Moms and dads, tell the little kids they have to leave the room. I'm sorry, kids. You can come back later. All right. Hopefully the coast is clear. I'm going to go ahead and play this. This is a Palestinian man. I don't know where he's from, but once in a while you get lucky at 3:30 in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, whenever it is, and stuff sneaks past the sensors. Oh, darn it. This one might be gone already. Oh, I didn't think about that. Oh. It's still there. It's a miracle. All right, so hold on a second.
Israeli.
Okay. I got to turn down the volume a little bit so it doesn't overdrive your speakers and make you go, ah! All right, listen to this man talk. You're not going to like what you hear. It's going to make you kind of sick to your stomach. The little kids do not want to hear this, but I think it captures, I mean, unless we're going to talk about the SOS entities double tapping with long range sniper rifles, children under the age of 5, or other things that are unspeakable. Listen to what this man says.
Channel 10 reported on in March of 2014 that Israel has the largest human skin bank in the world. Where do you think they got all this skin from? They have more human skin than China and India. They are literally skinning the dead bodies of my brothers and sisters in Palestine.
Okay, that's about all I can take of that one. And yes, I have tears in my eyes, and yes, I'm sniffing and everything else, because I can't stand to hear that stuff. But I think, I believe with all of my heart, it's really important for stuff like that. It needs to be heard. People need to understand what's actually going on. And so few do. So very few do. We're at the 50-minute mark, and we continue through. Massive fire at the Viva Energy Refinery. All right, so the Viva Energy Refinery, let's see, is located as another one. That's the one in another one in Australia. So they took out two, it looks like. Lebanon is being destroyed. 1.2 million people, including 400,000 children, are forced out of their homes by bombardment. And by the way, a lot of them are still in the buildings, believe me. You can believe it. They're doing the same thing to Lebanon. So what was the difference between the Russian Federation and how they handled Donbass and Gaza and southern Lebanon? What was the difference? The Russian Federation brought in the Chechens, and the Chechens would do door-to-door combat, and they would clear the building out without killing anybody if they could avoid it. You don't see much of that happening over there, do you? You just see rubble. As far as the eye can see, rubble. Yep, so anyway, we'll just keep on plowing through this. That was the worst one. Okay, kids, you can come back in the room now. Ah, well, you better not have been peeking. All right. Okay, so let's see here. U.S. Navy sends an additional force. Okay, so anyway, there's a lot of chitter-chatter about, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of more troops going over there. Well, that's all a fact. Okay, that's all a fact. Never mind the 5,000 additional sailors that are being sent over there and the George W. Bush, except that one is alongside of Namibia. So get out an African an Africa map, and Namibia is about dead center on the west coast of Africa. So it's got a long, long way to go to get all the way around to avoid the Yemenis. The Houthis. Wow. All right, so you got all that stuff going on. Unbelievable. All right, this is Anna Kasparian, and she's one of the most outspoken people probably in the entire world. She makes Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson look extremely the loudest, most outspoken, and probably life-endangered people in the world are Anna Kasparian and Stu Peters. You can believe it. All right, so this is Anna Kasparian making a comment on what's going on that she can't believe. Let's go ahead and listen to this, because she's not wrong. Well, now doggone it, it's doing the same thing. Hold on. All right, all that's right, all that's right. Sound is up, 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 up. All right, boom.
Honestly, I think that what we've seen with Trump, his, you know, threats about the Strait of Hormuz and all of that, it's just bluffing. And I don't know what he thinks he's accomplishing by doing that, because no one trusts him. you know, the American people don't believe anything that comes out of his mouth. At this moment, what's even worse is that the Iranians don't trust him at all. So how are you supposed to engage in negotiations, good faith negotiations, when you don't trust the other side at all, and you think they're literally preparing to attack you again in the middle of peace talks, which the US has done not once, but twice. So the latest inflation report shows that inflation is up by 4% already. Gas prices, we all can see for ourselves, have gone up significantly, and there's no end in sight in regard to how much more oil prices will rise. And that translates to, of course, inflation all throughout our economy, not just the United States, but the global economy. And it is not a good look for the US, especially since there was nothing that the US was going to gain in entering this war in the first place. So that's where we're at. We'll update you on this story, of course, as honest
as things unfold. All right. And she's got bunches of other videos out there that are like way, way worse. Okay, now, praise Jesus. Next one up. The grand solar minimum is coming. Let's go ahead and listen to this. Come on, change over. Let's see if this is still up there. Didn't get censored. Grand solar minimum. Listen to this. Hold on. Hold on. Cue up. Here we go. Listen to this guy talking about the grand solar minimum.
So, on the climate change issue, I'm fully convinced. After all these years, even though we may not know exactly what is causing climate change,
Nibiru.
We suspect it's the sun.
Nibiru.
We have a lot of evidence to show that it's probably the sun. Very high percentage, you know, like I would say
Planet
90%
X.
for sure. So, on the climate change issue, I'm fully convinced. After all these years, even though we may not know exactly what is causing climate change,
yes, we do.
We suspect it's the sun.
Sorry, I shouldn't call
We have
that.
A lot of evidence to show that it's probably the sun. Very high percentage, you know, like I would say 90% for sure. So, on the...
Okay. You know, it was all the talk of the town back in the 70s and the 80s, everything and anything and everything about Planet X, Nibiru, and how it was heading toward the Earth, and just all kinds of talk and chitter-chatter. John Moore doing special videos and stuff back in like 2008. Just unbelievable. Go to the Ozarks. I've got insider information from the United States Navy. This is what the map of the world is going to look like. Run for your life. Run for your life. And then in the 1990s, in the early 1990s, Admiral Harrington, the chief astrophysicist for the United States Naval Observatory, met with Zechariah Sitchin. And after that, he came forward and told everybody publicly that he's going to put together his telescope, pack it up, and go to Antarctica to watch the approach of Nibiru. But wait a minute. Strangely, oddly, he died in 3 months from a fast-acting cancer. What an odd coincidence. And ever since, anybody who ever talked about it, it was clandestine. I know the names of people. I tried to bring them on the radio show. The arrogance is just it's like Apocalypse Now, the horror. The horror. Well, in those cases, it was like the arrogance. The arrogance. Forget it. I just, you know, all I wanted to do is help people understand things. You know, freely you've been given, freely you should give. Hallelujah. I've never taken anything from anybody. Ever. One time somebody slipped me a check for $500 and I prayed over it real fervently. And the Lord told me, right in the subject line, preach the wise and foolish virgins and walk it down to the pastor five houses down from your house. And I did that. Signed it over on the back to him. Think he did what he was told? And I got some brand new property down before the smoke pillars in Naples for ya. Oh, well, I don't know. That's my guess. All right, so let's go back over to the never-ending end-of-the-world stuff. Yellowstone is nearing eruption right now, believe it or not. Magma is brimming near the surface. Huh? It's just amazing. I'm just looking over the headlines right now, and I'm trying to see. What's this one here? Oh, yeah. Meloni in Italy. She goes, I accuse Israel of crossing the red line. I condemn the massacre of Palestinian civilians. I announce that Italy will support European sanctions against Israel. And then, of course, you got Milikowski there going, he's like shaking his fist on a video. How dare any of you? You better not do that. We got the Noah Hyde laws coming. You're in big, big trouble, let me tell you. Kids, you understand this stuff? Or am I just like, all by myself here? Oh, it's just unbelievable. Slitting the throats of blank. Won't mention it. Iran's digging out the underground missile bases. Why, you suppose so? Oh, the new person that's been put in charge of the Department of Justice and replacing Bondi, who supposedly was supposed to rat out Draco D, but I'm sure in the middle of the night got a call from the SOS telling her, if you say one single word, not only are we going to kill you, but we're going to kill every member of your family very, very slow first, and then we're going to kill you. Flights are being canceled. Fuel shock is hitting the skies. The friendly skies. The friendly skies. They're running out of gas everywhere. Planes are crashing. No, I'm kidding. It's not that bad. But it's getting there. Stu Peters. He plays Marina Abramovic. And he says, I would have thought this was some kind of strange conspiracy theory. But then he goes, but you know what? After seeing what Draco D is doing, I don't think it is a conspiracy theory. This is coming from Stu Peters. Listen to Marina Abramovic.
Because she believed, not her, but the entire population of this Nordic magician, that he is the magician of the highest order.
This Nordic magician, that's Draco D. He's of Scottish descent. Scottish Rite. You just heard what the spirit cooker, the one who was underground by Pizzagate, doing what's called frazzle drip, when they cut the skin off the face of a, and I'm going to leave it at that. Here's what she says again.
The Trump is the best thing happened ever to us. Because she believed, not her, but the entire population of this Nordic magician, that
Nordic
he
magician.
Is the magician of the highest order, that he is there in his irrational mind to create confusion in order that the human being can find new order. And you know, it's not so stupid thinking about this in that way. It's completely turning things upside down. Because since Trump is around, things are changing. The Trump.
You hear that? Even Stu Peters buys off on it now. We got a bigger crowd. Oh man, if I had Blog Talk Radio, I'd be like bringing Stu Peters on the call or on the show, but then he'd be saying stuff he shouldn't say. All right, praise God, thank you Jesus, hallelujah. All right, here's Tim Burchett. We're 2 minutes after, so this is going to be the last thing I'm going to be able to play for you, but I want you to hear it from the horse's mouth. Tim Burchett himself, briefed on UFOs. Let's listen to what he has to say. Hold on a second. Yeah, here we go.
Flying saucers. It's about what are we spending tens of millions of your dollars on when some alphabet agency tells me they don't exist, and then again, another department within that department tells me they do exist. Just tell the American public, it's like I told President Trump, peel back the layers of that onion. I think we can handle it. I have some ideas about what it is. I've been briefed on some things, and yeah, they're pretty wild. And I think America needs to know that stuff. And we need to know what the heck we're spending the money on to study.
They're pretty wild. Oh, boy, folks. See, the people that don't have the capacity to understand Why, our Heavenly Father says, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. He's talking about host bodies. There's two different kinds of angels that show up in the Holy Bible. There's those who you might unwittingly entertain as an angel and have scrambled eggs with at breakfast because they look like a man. You got the man angels that went over to Lot's house. They look so much like a man that all the homosexuals that were located in Sodom, you know what I'm saying? They're like knocking on the door. We want those men. We want those men. You know, and it's just unbelievable. They look like men. Why? Because they were men angels. They got incarnated into. The angels incarnated into a man body so that they could interact on the earth more comprehensively. Spiritual manifestations of angels can't do that. Just like the one that had a face like lightning and eyes like beryl and scared the dickens out of Daniel and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, that's what, see, when you understand these things, you can go back to some of the really old God's Healer 7 stuff where Brother Dan was, had a prophecy for what the thunders are. God says, first I send the hosts, then I send the thunders. Yeah. Go read. Read your Bible. Read Revelation. Tell me. Tell me that those armies that are on the earth when Jesus comes back with 10,000 of his saints in Revelation 19, tell me when it describes them with tails and all kinds of... I mean, they're not human. They're not human. Read Isaiah 13. God sends the army. They sound like, you know, many people, you know, for battle. For battle from the ends of the Shamayim, which is the Hebrew word for outer space. What for? He sends them to the earth. That's why Revelation 6 during the day of the Lord says, and the stars will fall from the sky like a fig tree shaken by a mighty wind. And why? There's two women at the end of Revelation 12. The first woman, she's taken away from the presence of the serpent where she is fed at the wedding supper of the Lamb for times, times, and half a time. But then the next woman is attacked by the serpent with what? Water! Where did the water come from? The meteor that strikes off the coast of Puerto Rico and causes the double mega tsunami and the entire earth to shake and rock to and fro like a drunkard. The great earthquake. Located in Revelation 6:12, which is the kickoff to the day of the Lord, and also, not so surprisingly, Ezekiel 38, verse 18, 19. Read the whole verse, because it explains to you that that great earthquake was worldwide. Happens right in the middle of the war. Anyway, on that note, we've run over, and praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, hallelujah.